You found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
All right, good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to a Friday here on 1700 KBGG. Trent Connor and myself with you for the next couple of hours, talking local sports with you. Well, Omaha's local, at least for this weekend. We're claiming Omaha, only 110 or whatever it is, miles away from us. We will talk some Midwest region coming up here with a good buddy of mine, Joe Quinn, who we used to work with at, down the dial for a number of years, and Joe now doing afternoon drive from, he's got a long shift, Trent, I think 2 until, well, so do you, it just gets broken up.
Yes. I like having the 2-hour break.
You have to, right? But yeah. Joe's on from, I want to say 2 to 6 on ESPN 590 over in Omaha, so we thought we'd get a, you know, somewhat of a regional feel, at least as close as we can from Joe. We'll talk about the teams that will be playing tonight at the Link. Look forward to doing that. Tom Cakert's going to be here at 12:40 or thereabouts. We'll pick Tom's brain on Kirk Ferentz's press conferences, maybe some leftovers from that. Get his thoughts on Michigan's resounding victory from last night. So boy, I thought A&M was going to run him off the floor. Not so fast. And we'll also get a take on Purdue. And then in the 1 o'clock hour, Dylan Montz on Iowa State. They are underway. Matt Campbell met the media within the last couple of days, so we'll get Dylan's thoughts on the opening press conference of spring with Iowa State head football coach Matt Campbell, and then his thoughts on the Big 12 teams that are live, including K-State. And what I thought was, maybe if I had to pick one, the game of the night, Trent, Loyola was really good. Get me wrong. Yes. What was the game of the night for you? Was it K-State, Kentucky? We're talking about Kentucky here.
Yes. The 13-1 lead. All right, here we go. We got a ball game. And then they come back, and finally Kentucky breaks through and gets over the hump. And
Good thing it didn't go to overtime, Trent.
That's a good point. Yeah. Because if it goes to OT, that thing
going
fell
way
over.
Way deep in the bench. Yeah. Well, they had 4 guys out at that point, 3 or 4 with 5 fouls. And some real good players.
So at the end, Bruce Weber, who is much maligned as a coach,
yes he is.
He throughout his career, after he left Southern, and he's got talent, but just not quite good enough. You know, it's always the thing that we've heard about him. The foul or defend at the end, up by 3, let the shot go. It wasn't a great one from Alexander.
No, but he had a chance.
He had a look. Foul.
Yeah, you're right. I think a lot of people, Twitter was certainly saying that.
Yes. When the whole foul or defend thing first came up years ago, and the NBA it first started happening 8-10 years ago, maybe even longer than 12, and I'm like, I don't like that. And now it's just the right thing to do.
It is the right thing to do.
Now,
agree.
There is a bad scenario that can happen. You could lose the game. It would have to be make the first free throw, ball gets tipped back, they hit a 3 at the horn, you lose.
Right. And the reason they were able to do that is because you put them on the line. But the likelihood of that happening.
I've never seen that happen. I've seen the miss the second, tip back up, hit the shot, force overtime.
Right.
Jeff Horner did that at Indiana, taking in the Wayback Machine.
Okay.
I think Bruner made the first, missed the second on purpose, got the tap back, and he tipped it in at the horn to send it to OT.
My boy, Greg Bruner. I was a huge fan.
Yes. Charles City boy, North Iowa.
Well, it wasn't about that. It was just the crap that he took on opposing buildings because of his hairline.
Oh, that poor guy.
He really was.
But
and talk about a lunch pail player.
Yes,
right?
Absolutely.
That's what I liked about him the best.
You know, they could use a Horner and Bruner over in Iowa City right about
Trent,
now.
Trent, I've said it a million times. I'll take Will guys over skill guys anytime. I want Will.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Will can take you a long way. So can skill, don't get me wrong.
They have skill.
But I love the will. Yeah. And, you mentioned, I want to help. I've struck Gilgeous Alexander.
I just call him Shea Alexander.
I think that's probably the Canadian kid.
Oh, another.
Another Canadian kid. You know, and
where are these guys coming from?
A bunch of them from Ontario.
Yeah.
It seems like there's more coming from the eastern part of the country, which kind of, you know, technically is Ontario to the right if you're looking at a map.
And that's where the population
is. That's where the population is, with the exception of Vancouver.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right. And this, he's from Hamilton, which is outside of Toronto.
The Tiger Cats of the
Tiger
CFL?
The Tiger Cats. Attaboy. I was going to say that, but I thought, you know what, no one will understand that. Why would I even bring it up?
Only a nerd like me.
You must have bet on a CFL game in July. When you
are getting to know me well, Ken Miller.
So he wears number 22, and I got to thinking, you know what, wonder what if there's any significance to the 22. And he's a freshman. And Andrew Wiggins was, Wiggins is 22. Right?
Yeah.
And they're both from Ontario. Yeah. I'm wondering
there's probably Googled it. 4 or 5 year difference in age.
And that's just it. When you're in those formative years and you're looking at this kid who's getting all the ink and you're a basketball player and you open the sports page, you go online and there's 5 pages on hockey and then in the bottom right hand corner is a story on basketball.
Yep.
That's how it is.
Yep.
I'm just wondering if there was any connection to Wiggins.
Makes
sense. But anyways. Great game, Trent. I enjoyed the hell out of that game. I really did. The foul or defend is a fair argument. Alexander got a look at the basket.
He did.
He really did. I mean, it was a long one, but it goes. I think K-State is the one that's a little long in the tooth here today, a little feeling sorry for themselves, and Kentucky's moving on.
Instead, we get the regional final we all had before this season, the tournament began. K-State Loyola.
And did you see that on ESPN, 17,000 people, of the 17 million that filled out brackets, 17,000 people predicted K-State Loyola.
That's wild.
That's nuts. I don't believe it.
Yeah. I mean, are there a bunch of... You wonder if there's people that have, like, computer-generated systems, so they just fill out hundreds of brackets.
These people have never watched a game before, Trent. That's how I take it.
Some people in Chicago.
I guess.
And, trying to think. Orlando Woolridge played at K-State, right?
I don't
I'm trying
remember.
To think of a Chicago connection with K-State that would make sense. There's not a whole lot of them.
No.
Mitch Richmond played there. I don't think many people that would be filling out a bracket and putting K-State there.
I was blown away by that number.
17,000
people. I'm not sure I'm buying it.
Yeah, it doesn't seem right.
But it's on the internet, so it must be right. You know, let's talk about Michigan for a minute. Did you see the play? And I didn't watch much of this game, I'll be honest with you. I was locked and loaded to the Loyola-Nevada game early, and I was watching the heck out of that one. Only at halftime do you flip over, because I didn't want to miss any. And let's be honest, I mean, Michigan was taking it to them.
It was over.
It was 52-28 at the half, for crying out loud. But there was a sequence in the basketball game when Mo Wagner... however big he is, 6'11", 7 feet, whatever he is, puts the ball on the floor behind his back with his right hand, takes it with his left hand, little 5 foot baby hook, nothing but net. Thinking, you know what? This is a Wolverine's night.
They're athletic.
Mm-hmm.
They can shoot it. Really?
Mm-hmm. Abdul-Rahman can fill it up.
Yeah. Outside of the game against Iowa, where what they start? 0-for-12?
Was that what it was? Yeah.
The last time they were.
I remember it was bad.
Last time they were challenged until Houston. For all intents and purposes.
That's true.
Late in the game was that game.
You know, I never thought about that, but I think you're right.
And
because they breezed through the tournament.
They
I mean,
did
the Big
after
Ten
that.
Tournament.
Yeah. And it's that's a story probably we'll maybe get to when I think inevitably Michigan cuts down the nets.
Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, Wade Looking Bell. Forgot to mention Wade's coming on the program late, 1:35.
And we'll talk a little bit about his days in Michigan.
Yeah, you know what? And also because he tweeted last night, he was funny. He took not a shot, but he's talking about Chris Webber, who was obviously doing the game last night. He mentioned that his teammates, they were kind of surprised he came back because he could, but then they realized, you know, if he stays, he can make more money at Michigan than he can in the NBA. And I'm paraphrasing the tweet, but I got to laugh. And then it's on to me, you know what? That'd be a great talker for tomorrow. So Wade's going to join us at about 1:35, 1:30. We look forward to that. But anyways, go ahead.
But the Michigan game, I'm much like you. I just didn't see much
of it. Wasn't much of a game.
I flipped over at one point when they really stretched it out there in the first half. And I think it got up to like 31-12. I probably watched like a 3 minute stretch where they ballooned the lead from there.
Mm-hmm.
That's about it. I mean, it's just outside until Loyola was done. I was locked and loaded
Me
there.
Too.
So they play like that. It doesn't matter if it's Villanova or Duke on that other side of the bracket in the title game. Michigan can win a national championship.
They certainly looked like it last night. And again, Trent, we talked a lot all week long. I think that the Aggies maybe snuck up on some people. They did me because I remember the piss poor start that they had to SEC the conference play. That performance last night looked like that team as opposed to the one that seemed to be putting it together at the right time. So hats off to Michigan as they move on. Florida State, go ahead. I'm sorry.
One more thought. I had this thought last night when I was watching. Do you remember when Billy Kennedy got the Texas A&M job, who was also in the running for the A&M job?
Fresh my memory.
Ben Jacobson.
Oh, yes, I do remember that. That's because, yes, I do remember that. In fact, he came, we think the coach Jake maybe had his most difficult decision.
Yes, that was as close I've heard from multiple people.
I have too.
As close as he's been to leaving Cedar Falls was for the A&M job. what it would have been like, you know, what A&M would be now if he would have went there. You know, what that program would look like, how he would have recruited in the SEC, just everything that's happened.
Is A.J. Green getting ready to leave for...
Right. Well, A.J. Green's probably playing high school basketball in Texas.
I think he probably he would be, for sure.
And, yeah, getting ready to play at College Station. Yeah. And also what you and I would have turned... Or if Kyle Green would have gotten the job, which very well could have happened.
Stuck around to give it to him. Yeah.
And now A.J.'s still coming into you and I just to play for the head coach, his old man, as opposed to the lead assistant. So just a fleeting thought last night for people that forgot that one. As close as Ben
Jacobson
was.
And I did, Trent Connor. Yeah. Thank you for reminding me about that.
Good, a good thought. Jake's got a rebuild now. And Juwan McLeod left you and I. Did you see that over the weekend? He's transferring closer to home. Sounds like UW-Milwaukee, probably where he's going to be. But their starting point guard is gone.
Huh.
Reason? They got a pretty good one coming.
Kevin, we're talking about that at the end of the show yesterday. And I kind of piped down because... I missed it. It was a pretty busy weekend.
Yes, it was. Yes,
and
it
if
was.
I guess if you're gonna, good for you and I for burying that one on the weekend the way that they did. Got by
Are we gonna see a news dump today? It's Friday, NCAA tournament. If there's another transfer in Iowa City,
we did find it ironic that they decided to do the news dump the day that Kirk Ferentz is meeting the media.
Right.
You tell me. Are we? And if so, who?
Yes.
There's one more? Two more?
There's at least one more.
Okay.
And it happens today. That's my prediction.
Okay.
No knowledge. I don't have the press release already waiting for them.
But you're convinced that we've not seen the end of the exit in Iowa City, huh?
And Pemsel had been the one that I've heard the most about. I'm going to guess somebody else. Just a guess.
Kreener. No,
you think Kreener?
I don't know.
I was thinking a guard. Meishi Daly.
Okay.
I've heard more of that in recent days. So that's...
Had his moments.
Yes, I like Meishi Daly. I do. And I think he played point in spurts. He's not going to have to do that anymore now.
Nope.
With Bohannon and now you would expect a healthy McCaffrey, he doesn't have to do that. He can concentrate strictly on being a wing. I still think there's a ton of upside to his game. And you know what? He's a guy with a redshirt year to get stronger, to keep developing those skills. He might go somewhere and just explode his junior and senior
so
season.
A news dump coming, in your opinion?
Yeah, about
well, Tom
4:30 or so. Yeah.
All right. Tom Caker's coming up at 12:35. We'll get his take on that. Just real quick, and there was a lot made about this morning, and it's such a non-talker to me. Maybe it is to you. K-State, the kids are going crazy, right?
Mm-hmm.
They just punched their ticket to the Elite Eight, and oh, by the way, they beat a blue-blooded Kentucky Wildcat team to do so.
Absolutely.
And apparently they were celebrating on the floor. The coaches got through. Some of the Kentucky players got in line and waited for the K-State kids. But the celebration apparently took a little bit longer than normal. If you're a Kentucky player, I think you wait for a while, maybe.
Sure.
But you don't linger. If these guys, I understand why they're celebrating. Talk about, to me, a non-story, Trent, I guess is where I'm going. This is not a big deal, in my opinion.
Who was upset? The Kentucky side for them not coming over?
I think the K-State writers were as upset.
That K-State was celebrating?
No, I don't think. Kentucky was fine with K-State celebrating.
Mm-hmm.
K-State was going to celebrate. The last thing they're probably going through their mind is, oh, let's curtail this. Let's stop having fun and celebrating our victory and our path to the Elite Eight. Let's go shake Kentucky's hands.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was ridiculous. I really do.
That is just another thing to be upset about, I guess. More content, right?
I guess, and clicks. So anyways, Joe Quinn coming up next. We're going to head over to Omaha. Get Joe's thoughts on the Midwest region, the four teams that are going to be there. Joe was at all the press conferences yesterday. He's also a Drake grad.
Oh.
So we'll get his take on, and he worked at Drake. When he came out of college, he worked for the athletic department at Drake.
Okay.
I think poor Joe had to do the timeout stuff and the halftime stuff.
Okay.
The crowds, I felt bad for him.
So he had to say, all right, let's get on our
feet. Let's make some noise.
Yeah.
And did the contests and everything.
Sure.
And
You know, he got the blimp from driving
through. He paid
through.
His dues, let's put it that way. Joe Quinn going to join us next. Look forward to talking to an old colleague of mine when we come back here. Tom Caker, 1235. It's the Ken Miller Show. Trent and I are with you until 2 on 1700 KBGG.
Hey, it's Bill Ryder. Nice to be talking to the home crowd again in Central Iowa, where I was raised, where I got married. The show is right on you, 5 to 9 p.m. weekdays on Des Moines Big Talker, 1700 KBGG.
Well, it's that time of year again. Tax time. Not all tax firms are the same. Hi, this is Mike Hammond, owner of Advantage Financial and Tax Services, located in West Des Moines. Not only am I a tax pro, but a certified financial planner as well. We can discuss tax savings ideas and financial services when we meet. We are not a chain and offer local and personalized service. Give us a try. Visit AdvantageIowa.com or call 440-1133. Advantage Financial and Tax Services.
Join the American Lung Association's Fight for Air Climb in downtown Des Moines on April 8th to help fight lung disease. Register today at fightforiowaclimb.org or call 515-309-9507.
Come on, smile. Oh, honey, he's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah, maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy.
Or maybe he's teething.
Maybe it's just a phase.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No big, joyful smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
At CVS Pharmacy at Target, we put a little extra heart into everything we do, like actively looking to save you money. Generics, 90-day refills, even rewards. Get a $5 Target coupon for every 10 prescriptions. On your next Target run, stop by CVS Pharmacy. We're the place with the big heart. Not valid on all prescriptions, including those purchased in Arkansas, New Jersey, or New York. Other restrictions apply. See cvs.com/extracare-target or the pharmacy for details. CVS Pharmacy at Target. Health is everything.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's the buy one, get one free paint sale at Ace, our biggest paint sale of the year. Buy a gallon of our top paint brands and get the second free. And you know what else is free? Our help. With the Ace Extra Mile Promise, get everything you need to paint in one trip or deliveries free. Don't miss the buy one, get one free paint sale now through Monday only at Ace.
Limit 2 free gallons of equal or lesser value. Prices may vary. Store stock only while supplies last. Delivery subject to availability. Visit acehardware.com for more details.
Villaggio Italian Restaurant brings real homemade Italian to you. Fantastic food, great service, and an elegant vibe that feels like home. All your favorites from the original in Norwalk and an expanded menu with the newest location on 100th Street in Urbandale. Plus, one of the best happy hours in the metro from 3 to 6 each weekday. When you're thinking Italian, make it Villaggio. Pizza, pasta, sandwiches, and more. Two locations, Sunset Drive in Norwalk and 100th Street in Urbandale. Villaggio Italian Restaurant.
Washer Systems of Iowa, blasting grime and saving you time. At Washer Systems of Iowa, we have an experienced factory-trained service department and will work on any American-made pressure washer. Washer Systems of Iowa, featuring Mighty M industrial pressure washers. Mighty M, built in Iowa, number one in Iowa. Washer Systems of Iowa. Visit their showroom at 6050 Northeast 14th Street in Des Moines or online, washersystems.com.
Texas Roadhouse will be hosting their annual luncheon benefiting Special Olympics Iowa on Thursday, April the 5th at participating locations throughout the state. Come anytime between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. to join Special Olympics for a free lunch served by local law enforcement. The organization and officers just ask that you make a donation to Special Olympics when you stop in. Lunch includes pulled pork, a side roll, and a choice of tea, pop, or water. Texas Roadhouse is a longtime partner of Special Olympics Iowa. All donations made during the luncheon will go to support athletes with intellectual disabilities in Iowa. Participating locations include Ames, Urbandale, Cedar Rapids, Cedar Falls, Coralville, Davenport, Sioux City, Council Bluffs, and Dubuque. Bring the entire family for a tasty meal and great atmosphere, all in support of Special Olympics Iowa.
Guys, Trent Condon here again for New Leaf Wellness. Warm weather is going to be here before you know it, and if you added some pounds during the winter, New Leaf Wellness can help you. Great treatment programs designed specifically for you. I'm on the GAC and MIC. It has helped me not just lose weight with my energy level, no more lulls in the afternoon. Give them a call today. Set up a free, no-obligation consultation. 515-650-1358. That's 515-650-1358. Let's feel better together with New Leaf Wellness Centers.
Hey, honey, I'm going to the chicken coop to watch the tournament.
Whoa, wait a minute. Our team didn't make the tournament.
Yeah, but, you know, my second favorite team did.
Oh, really? And who's that? Let me guess. You're in a pool again, aren't you?
A couple of them. Yeah, gotta go. Bye.
It's tournament time, baby. No need to flip channels to watch the game. The Chicken Coop has all the games from every network on every TV. The Chicken Coop. Serious about food. Serious about the tournament.
Real sports talk for real sports fans. Back to Miller and Condon on 1700 KBGG.
All right, it's the Ken Miller Show. Trent and I here until 2 o'clock talking sports with you. Coming up, we'll talk with Tom Cakert, HawkeyeReport.com. We'll get some intel from Tom. Does he feel the same way my co-host Trent Condon feels, that there might be a news dump coming up later on this afternoon? We shall see. In the 1 o'clock hour, Dylan Montz on Iowa State, and then former Hawkeye Wade Looking Bill. Going to pick his brain a little bit on that Fab Five era that he was a part of. As far as taking on Michigan. Let's talk to our old buddy, shall we? Colleague of mine, Joe Quinn from Down the Dial. He's now doing afternoon drive and has been for the last handful of years. I'm going to say 5 or 6 years now, probably over. Maybe it's been more in Omaha. ESPN 590, it is a blowtorch of a signal. Joe joins us. Joe, Trent, and Kent, thanks for coming on. How are you? How many years have you been gone?
I am good, man, and it has been coming up on 5 years this summer. Hard to believe. I can still actually remember the day that I moved over here. It feels like it was just yesterday. But hey, glad to be on with you guys again.
No, glad to talk to you. So let me ask you, Joe, if you had to poll your audience, would your audience, afternoon drive, Omaha, Nebraska, would they rather you talk about the Midwest Regional or Nebraska Spring Football?
Well, that's a great question. If I had to poll our audience, I think it would be, you know, at this point of the year, with the excitement here in Omaha, I'm gonna go with hoops. And we've been giving them a pretty steady diet of hoops for the last, I mean, really 3 weeks. I mean, you know, spring football, they had one practice before they went away for spring break. And you know, the great part or however you want to look at it, I guess, about Nebraska spring football is plenty of excitement with Scott Frost being back. But the thing is that nobody really actually knows anything. I mean, the practices aren't going to be open, so nobody's going to really get to see anything. We see the players, you know, walking off the field and whatnot. But, I mean, ultimately, brand new slate, nobody knows anything. Everything is very much up in the air. So if you do talk Nebraska spring football, it's kind of just a lot of guessing right now. And, you know, nothing wrong with guessing, but I think, for me personally, I would rather spend the time talking about hoops where we have a little bit better feel for how some of these teams are going to look.
Well, no surprise that with Kansas there's going to be a ton of Jayhawk fans in attendance, but have you got kind of the lay of the land? Have you seen the other three squads? Less people, more people than anticipated. It's certainly going to be a pro Jayhawk crowd, no doubt about it. But give us a sense of the other teams, how they've traveled to Omaha.
Well, I mean, you know, Duke is obviously a national brand, Trent. So, I mean, they bring their fair share of fans. I've seen some Duke blue going around. Syracuse, I mean, again, a national brand, a team that has a ton of success over the years. We actually have a couple of Syracuse fans, ironically, that work here in the building with us, so at least they're excited. And Clemson's kind of a tough one to gauge because, I mean, you know, it's a school that obviously football-wise has exploded over the last few years. Baseball, they've had some good baseball teams that have played here at the College World Series in Omaha over the years. But in terms of basketball fans, I would say they're probably, if you want to rank them 1, 2, 3, 4, I think it's pretty apparent. You got Kansas 1, you got Duke 2, you know, Syracuse would be 3, and then Clemson would be, you know, near the bottom. But I do have to tell you guys, I don't know if you've been to Omaha in the last 6 months or so. They have just opened a brand new outdoor entertainment, I think, similar to what you would see in Kansas City at the Sprint Center with the Power and Light District. Literally, it's just right across the street. We're actually going to be doing our show live there for the first time today. I'm going to be interested to see just how many Kansas fans actually have made their way up. You know, big outdoor open space with a big screen TV and everything to watch the games on. And obviously, the weather here today isn't great, but as you guys know, you throw in a few pops and you get a little basketball mixed in, and then all of a sudden the fact that it's 45 degrees really doesn't seem to matter quite as much to anybody anymore.
What about ticket availability, Joe? What's it like to try and get a ticket for tonight?
Well, earlier in the week, I would say Tuesday afternoon, Wednesday, the prices on the third-party markets, you know, your StubHub or Vivid Seats or whatever you want to look at, for an all-session pass, you were looking at about $400. If you wanted just the Sweet 16 round, you were probably 250. And then actually the Elite Eight round was a little bit easier to come by just because, you know, a little bit of unknown as to who was going to be playing in it. Yesterday afternoon, it dropped down to about $300. I would anticipate that it'll bounce back up a little bit today. But, I mean, I think an all-session ticket, realistically here, $350, $400, and that's, you know, through the StubHub official, you know, whatever, you know, site you want to go to. I always make it a point, though, at events like this to go and find the guys, you know, the vultures on the street corner and ask them how much tickets are going for. Here's the way it's going to play out is this. If Kansas loses tonight, you know, they'll be giving away tickets, right? You can probably buy tickets on Sunday for $50, right? Especially if Duke loses, too, because then you're going to have Syracuse playing Clemson, and no offense to those schools, but that's just not going to be as big of a draw.
Right.
If Kansas wins, and then you're talking about playing into the weekend, oh, man, watch out. I mean, then you're talking about, like, you know, you bought these tickets for an investment-type opportunity. You're going to end up being able to pay for your Creighton season tickets next year in all likelihood.
Mm. Nance's crew is there with this one, right? Isn't the 18?
That's correct.
That's what I thought.
Yep. Yeah, Grant Hill, Tracy Wolfson, and I believe Bill Raftery.
Yeah, sure he is.
We had the same crew here 2 years ago in Des Moines for the first and second round. So you guys in Omaha have had that before. We get back the first and second round, the next couple, eight teams as opposed to four for the first and second round. Economically, what's been the difference? What's the conversation as it pertains to Omaha? And I know people around here hope that maybe someday Des Moines could host a Sweet 16 Elite Eight.
Yeah, and you know, Trent, I was actually talking about this on our show yesterday. If I had my pick, I mean, it's neat that you're going to get, you know, teams that are going to the Sweet 16, a shot to go to the Final Four. I think from a just general fan enjoyment perspective, like let's say you don't have a team, you know, in the fight, you're just, you know, enjoying the atmosphere, you want to be a part of it. I think having an eight is probably actually better. We here in Omaha this year got insanely lucky, right? I mean, we have Duke, who's a lot of people's pick to win the tournament. You've got Kansas, which is a regional brand that obviously has a shot to advance to the Final Four. I mean, Syracuse is a Hall of Fame head coach, and Clemson is whatever Clemson is. I mean, can you imagine if it was the Atlanta regional over here?
Yeah, oh, yuck.
Oh, I mean, you know, no offense to Loyola Chicago. I mean, it's a great story.
Right.
It really is. But, I mean, how many Loyola fans are there in the world, really? I mean, K-State, I mean, again, another kind of regional brand, but when you put that up against the number of fans they have compared to Kansas, I mean, you know, we truthfully hit the jackpot with the teams that we have here. Us and the Boston Regional are the only ones that, you know, we were talking about this again earlier this week on the show. Everybody loves the upsets in the opening round. You know, you love a little bit of the madness, but, I mean, do you really want to invest, like we were talking about, you know, $200, $300 to see, you know, Loyola and K-State and, you know, on and on down the line play? Or would you rather invest the $250, $300 to see Kansas and Duke and Coach K and Bill Self and, you know, teams like that?
I'm with you, Joe. And I mean, the left-hand side of the bracket has been so crazy. The right-hand side of the bracket, which, as you mentioned, the two, the East and the Midwest, we've got a chance to have a one and a two in both of those. I want to see, I mean, as I've said all week, I'm rooting for Huggins and West Virginia to advance. Really don't care who comes out of Texas Tech, Purdue. I like both schools for the most part. But I want to see Kansas and Duke on Sunday. I think that's what the tournament, as crazy as it's been, I think that's what the tournament needs, Joe.
I agree with you, man. I'm with you 100%. And, you know, in terms of the matchups tonight, I mean, for Kansas, as a bouquet, their big man is back. And he's, you know, I had a chance to talk to the Kansas play-by-play guy earlier today. It's a huge difference maker for him. It really is. It just fundamentally changes the way that they can attack things. They have a lot of confidence that they're going to be able to handle Clemson tonight. And then the other thing, I mean, Duke beat Syracuse by 12 earlier this year. And the thing that Duke has in a matchup like this that a lot of schools don't is they, first of all, play a similar style of zone defense themselves, so they can simulate what Syracuse does to a certain extent, and they get to see it every year. I mean, you know, one of the big reasons I think Syracuse has so much success in the tournament, you know, is because teams don't play against the zone a ton. It's a much different zone than what you're going to see from other teams, and in a lot of cases, they only have 2 days to prepare for it, and they can't simulate it in practice. I mean, it's just, the Boeheim zone is a beast all of its own, and unless you see it and are familiar with it, it is really, really tough. Duke doesn't have that problem. I mean, clearly Duke has the better players, the better personnel, you know, on and on down the line, but they also have a familiarity with Boeheim and what he does. So I think the odds of us getting a Kansas-Duke matchup are as high as anything. Now, of course, watching last night, basically three out of the four underdogs won, and anything can happen. But I feel pretty confident that's what we're going to end up seeing here in Omaha on Sunday.
From basketball over there in your backyard to basketball here in our backyard, your alma mater, Drake, looking for the second year in a row for a new head coach. What was your reaction yesterday, Joe, when the news came across Nico leaving for Colorado State?
Well, you know, the thing that surprised me the most was actually the Drake AD and his statement, man. I mean, Brian Harden, you know, first couple months on the job, I thought he was, I don't know what you want to call it, very transparent to the way all of this played out. I mean, I think unintentionally, or maybe it was intentional, I don't know, I think he did a pretty good job of vilifying Nico Medved. I mean, you know, guy comes across like a giant a-hole at this point. But look, here's what you have to realize if you're a Drake fan, right, is that Drake is either one of two things. It is either a stepping stone job or it is a terminal end job. You know, nobody goes to Drake when they're 30-year-old, hot, up-and-coming coach and is going to stay there for, you know, 15, 20 years. That's just not the college basketball landscape. Now, there are varying levels of stepping stone jobs, and I think all Drake fans have a right to be pissed in that you would like to get more than 1 year out of a guy. He has a tie to Colorado State. Yep. I mean, he coached there under Tim Miles. You know, I know that there were several other coaches that were interviewed at Colorado State and, you know, turned them down. I think that Colorado State came in late, like it's be Wednesday night, threw a Hail Mary at him, and they can probably realistically, I haven't seen the number, I bet Colorado State can pay three, maybe four times what Nico Medved was making at Drake. I mean, at some point, it comes down to a, you know, financial lifestyle type decision. And unfortunately, at Drake, just the way that it is, you know, they're bringing in eight new players next year. You know, you could go from having a great season this year, look like you're absolutely on the right track.
Yep.
And man, they could be you know, they could finish in 10th place in the Valley next
year. Back to playing Thursday. Yep.
And then where are you at? I mean, and then if you're Nico Medved, where are you at? You may never have a shot to dig yourself out of that and may have to go, you know, the Mark Phelps route where he's been an assistant, you know, forever now, or the Ray Giacoletti route where he's completely out of it, or the Kirk Kanasky route. He's been an assistant coach since he got canned at Drake. I mean, you're in a spot where you have to strike if the iron is hot. Look, it sucks for Drake. I feel for all of their fans because it did look like they had some positive momentum going this year, but I can't hardly blame the guy for leaving. It's just the circumstances and the way that it played out are a little bit unusual, and Brian Harden obviously did a good job of illustrating just how unusual they were last night.
Yeah, that's for sure. What about Darren DeVries, who's right there over with you? He's at Creighton right now. He's been on McDermott's staff forever. He's been at Creighton for a long time. I think DeVries has been close before, Joe, from all the intel that we get on this Drake job. He's thrown his hat into the ring. He's never, you know, been chosen, obviously. Might be this the right time for Darren DeVries to finally get that offer, because I believe if he does, he will take it and plant some roots.
Look, man, I mean, he's been a Creighton forever. They have a really good thing rolling over here right now. I mean, the postseason success hasn't been there, but that's, you know, they're at least getting to the postseason every year. Look, here's my opinion on Drake is this. You know, obviously, Nico Medved was a great hire. He did some great things, you know, the last couple of years, but they really screwed it up the last few times, okay? You know, they should have hired Darren DeVries at least once for that job.
Mm-hmm.
They should have hired T.J. Otzelberger probably twice for that job, and probably had opportunities to do so and screwed that up.
And
so
they're not getting him now.
No. He turned down Colorado State. So, I mean, he's not going to turn down Colorado State and then end up coming back to Drake. It's a deal where, like, I don't know, you know, D-Rock, I don't know how interested he will be in that job. You know, if he gets offered it this time, like, I have more faith this time around because they have a new AD at Drake.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, you know, the old AD did not, you know, she hit the jackpot on a couple of hires. She really did. You know, Jenny has been a fantastic women's basketball coach. Nico was a great men's basketball hire, but obviously he's gone now. If I'm, you know, I'm a Drake fan, I'm a Drake alum, I have more faith in them getting this one right because of the new AD. That's about all I got for you.
I'm with you, Joe. I think Marty Martin had a big say in the Medved thing as well, but you're 100% right on hiring Jenny. Sandy Hatfield Club did get that one right. Hey, old friend, great to talk to you. Thank you, Joe. Enjoy the weekend. Tonight should be great. Sunday should even be better. I'm hoping you guys get Duke Kansas over there. I know Nance and CBS are feel the same way. Great to catch up with you, Joe. Thank you.
Anytime, Ken. Take care.
Good to talk to you. Joe Quinn, ESPN 590, 50,000 blowtorch over in Omaha. They had Hawkeye football for a couple of years.
They did, but then they got the Huskers, right?
Then they got the Huskers.
Can't say no to that over
you
there.
Can't. No, makes sense. We will talk to Tom Cakert, speaking of the Hawkeyes. Next, we will pick Tom's brain on the remaining Big Ten teams in the big dance. Some football conversation, some basketball conversation on the Hawkeyes as well with Tom. He's coming up next. Trent and I are with you until 2. Jimmy B and TC this afternoon from 4 until 6. We'll continue on following this timeout. It's the Ken Miller Show on 1700 KBGG.
You found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
Baseball. Is there another professional sport that brings out as much passion and as many memories in their fans? Kevin the Flag Guy here. We love baseball at Heartland Flags. Go Reds. We know what the flag means, and so do you. The classic pinstripes, the simple W, or the iconic throwback logos of your favorite team. Baseball is back, and it's time to fly your favorite team's flag. Shop in-store, 3719 Southwest 9th in Des Moines, or online at heartlandflags.com.
If you're looking for ways your company can give back to the community, get involved with the ARL. Offer employees a day of wearing jeans with the Denim for Dogs program, or place an ARL donation bank at your counter, or sponsor a dog cutout and encourage visitors to take selfies with the dog. Visit the Get Involved section at ARLiowa.org to learn about more ways your company can support the animals at the Animal Rescue League.
State Farm agents get what's important to you, even when you're broken down on the road.
We gotta get there.
Hang on. Calling a buddy. He's my State Farm agent. He'll take care of it.
Hi, you've reached Cole Perez's cell. Please leave a message.
Cole, it's Clyde.
And if this is Clyde the Glide and your car's broken down, use your State Farm mobile app to get a tow. And if your buddy is freaking out, tell him to take a deep breath and count backwards from 10, 9, 8.
Get an agent that gets you. State Farm. Here to help life go right.
Let's be real, guys. A nice suit outperforms jeans and tees any day of the week. And at the JCPenney Men's Wardrobe Sale, with 50% off select suits, sport coats, dress pants, and more, you can dress the part without spending a ton. Check out Collection by Michael Strahan exclusively at JCPenney. And visit the Big and Tall shop for sizes up to 5XL and 54-inch waist in-store. Plus, take an extra $10 off your $25 purchase with coupon. JCPenney, style and value for all. Coupon valid 322 to 325. Offers represent savings on regular or original prices. Some exclusions apply. See store at jcp.com for details.
Napa Know-How.
Right now, Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil is just $5.99 a quart. Its advanced formula provides maximum sludge protection, defending your engine like a catcher defends home plate. So tell sludge to go kick rocks and get top-notch engine protection with Mobil 1 full synthetic, just $5.99. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 3/31/18.
The Rookie is Central Iowa's leader in sports cards, collectibles, supplies, and memorabilia. The Rookie has a large selection of vintage and modern-day sports cards from brands such as Topps, Upper Deck, and Panini. Whether you're starting a new collection or building your own, The Rookie has all your needs from football, basketball, baseball, hockey, UFC, and more. It's time to collect. Stop by The Rookie, 9992 Swanson Boulevard, right across from the Willis Auto Campus, and online at therookiesportscards.com.
Since 1993, Wolf Construction has been Des Moines' choice for residential and commercial roofing. From complete re-roofing to small leaks, call Wolf Construction at 225-8866 for your roofing needs. Call 225-8866 to set up your roofing consultation or online at wolfconstruction.net. That's wolfconstruction.net for Wolf Construction. A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. wolfconstruction.net.
On March 31st, more than 300 riders on horseback from across the state of Iowa will deliver donations to Easter Seals Camp Sunnyside in Des Moines. In the 50-year history, the group has donated more than $10 million to support Easter Seals Iowa and Camp Sunnyside. The community is invited to welcome the riders into Camp Sunnyside at 3 p.m. on the 31st of March. Easter Seals Iowa provides exceptional service to ensure all people with disabilities or special needs and their families have equal opportunity to live, learn, work, and play in their communities. For more information on Easter Seals Iowa or on the Pony Express ride, visit www.eastersealsia.org.
If you're a small business owner, you know how important it is to keep good records. We can help. Hi, this is Mike Hammond, owner of Advantage Financial and Tax Services located in West Des Moines. Bookkeeping, payroll, sales tax reporting, as well as income taxes. Everything you need to be successful in running your business. We are not a chain and offer local and personalized service. You do what you do best and let us do the rest. Visit AdvantageIowa.com or call 440-1133. Advantage Financial and Tax Services located in West Des Moines.
You ever wonder what you look like with a full, natural head of hair? Well, find out. Mr. Executive lets you try before you buy. Get real hair again and a lease with options. Mr. Executive offers a 90-day lease for just $200. And at the end of 90 days, if you decide to keep your new hair, the initial investment goes toward the purchase price. Look, don't spend any more money on potions and lotions that don't work. Check the latest in hair replacement online at mrexecutive.com or call 274-4049. Mr. Executive, 70th and University in Windsor Heights.
Real sports talk for real sports fans. Back to Miller and Condon on 1700 KBGG.
Hey, once upon a time, you dress so fine. Through the bumps of dime and you climb.
All right, welcome back. It's the Ken Miller Show, 1700 KBGG. Trent and I with you until 2 o'clock. Trent, you just retweeted this. We wondered yesterday about a buyout. Colorado State is going to pay Drake $425,000. This comes to us, as you tweeted. This is per the athletic director at Colorado State. My name is Joe Parker.
Good money.
So Parker gets his man, but writes the check to Drake for $425,000, which should go a long way into, well, paying that next coach.
Or maybe paying a staff, building a staff.
Just don't
pay a
damn search firm. You know how I feel about
you
that.
You don't like search firms.
I don't like search firms. Do it yourself.
Okay.
Tom Cakert. I want to, before we get to into the X's and O's with Tom, football, basketball, Tom, as you know, well, you were gone last week, so you might not know. Tom was gone last week. He crossed it off a bucket list. The opening 4 days, or at least part of it, in Vegas, capturing everything that entails March Madness in Sin City. Tom, Trent, and Ken, how was it, Tom Cakert?
It was good, and Trent did know because he told me afterwards that he forgot to text me about the UMBC parlay that he had put together.
It was UMBC,
for me.
Buffalo, I think, was on there as well.
And Marshall.
Marshall. It would have paid huge.
Where did you watch the games, Tom, and how did you find the experience? I mean, you were jostled. You had to hold your space or fight for space. But at least my opinion is probably going to be that you enjoyed it and glad you did it.
Yeah, I am. It was fun. It was crowded. Boy, that's a. I termed it to a friend of mine the other day. It's the world's largest sausage fest, I think is what I would call it.
Right.
Just guys everywhere, drunk and gambling. So it's an interesting crowd, but it's fun. And it was. We bounced around, went over to the Cosmo, and had a good time there, and then kind of just meandered around a little bit, went over to Caesars, and they had a huge crowd. And we ended up a couple days just kind of hanging over at the Westgate, too, which
nothing
is just
wrong with that.
An incredible environment. The incredible environment over there, just wild over there. So we bounced around a lot and had a great time.
Did you walk away ahead or behind after your weekend?
A little behind, but I did. You guys will laugh at this. And Trent will especially appreciate this. I probably got close to 500 after leaving on Sunday and cashing a 14 parlay on the NIT game.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's a way to do it.
Well, if it's on the board, you got to take a stab, right?
They all pay the same.
Absolutely. That's right.
Absolutely.
It all pays the same.
Indeed. Well, that's good stuff. Tom Cakert, HawkeyeReport.com. Well, Tom, let's get into these Hawkeyes. And I guess let's start football-wise. You know, Trent's got a theory he's going to run by you. I'm not sure I'm buying it, but Trent's he sold me on it. So we'll get to your take on it for later. He thinks there's a news dump coming. So we'll save that for a minute because I want to get a couple of football questions in. Ferentz met the media earlier in the week. Iowa basketball thought that this would be a good time to do a news dump that day that wasn't lost on anybody. But Ferentz, what were a couple of your takeaways from the opening press conference of spring football, Tom?
Well, the most convenient aspect of that news dump afterwards was that we couldn't, obviously, we probably couldn't ask him about Ahmad Wagner, but we could, you know, kind of in a roundabout way have asked him about Ahmad Wagner, and we couldn't do that because they released that information after Kirk's presser. But I think the thing that jumps out at you when you look at the two deeps, there's hardly any seniors on it.
That's true.
I mean, there's just really not any seniors on this two deep. Now, they'll add a couple later with Matt Nelson will get healthy and be on there. Brandon Snyder will get healthy and be on there. But, boy, it jumps out at you that this is a relatively young and in some ways inexperienced football team that Kirk's going to be running out there next fall.
You mentioned Brandon Snyder be on the depth chart at some point. Where will he be on that depth chart, Tom? What position will he be?
I think he'll probably be at his usual spot at free safety, but my guess is, given his transgression, that he will probably be told that he's going to sit out the first game. That's kind of standard operating procedure for Kirk, that you get anything like that, you get a one-game suspension. So I think we'll probably see him back in the starting lineup for week two.
A lot of there's some depth there at the safety position. Geno Stone got a little bit of playing time. Cornerback, I've gone back and forth with a few people, some concerned about the depth there, but there's a lot of freshmen coming in. When you look forward in the summer when those guys get in there, who of that group would you expect to maybe, we hear rumblings this summer, and by the time we get to August, give us a name or two that might show up in that defensive backfield depth chart.
No, I'd throw DJ Johnson in there for sure. And maybe Terry Roberts, the kid from Erie. Erie, PA, has been pretty good to Iowa over the years.
Yes,
with a couple of players. So I think maybe keep an eye on both those guys because I think they have the potential to come in. You have to remember, too, Pat Hankins only started a couple games and didn't play a ton before then. So he's relatively unproven. I think the big key for Iowa at the cornerback position is the Manny Rugumba that we saw his freshman year needs to come back.
Yep.
Because last year at this time, didn't we all think Manny Rugumba was the next Desmond King? And it ended up being a guy who was battling for a starting position last year in the spring named Josh Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's going to go make millions of dollars. So it just tells you that a lot can change, and somebody's going to emerge. Here's the thing I always go back to, though. Phil Parker, without fail, puts out a pretty good unit in the defensive backfield. And I feel pretty comfortable that he's going to have those guys ready. Now, who they're going to be, well, I don't know. Other than you feel really comfortable with Hooker at strong safety, and when Snyder's healthy, and Gervais really came on after he stumbled a bit out of the gate and lost the job, but then once he reclaimed it, I thought he did a really nice job the last couple games of the year.
I know that it's been all over social media. Epinesa's dad, what a great statement to put out. There was a lot of, you know, Hawkeye fans. I'm Tom at Hawkeye Report. You probably a ton of threads started about Epinesa's not starting. What's going on? Parker Hesse's a number one on the depth chart. I loved what Pops said and put it out on social media.
That's the kind of dad Epi is, and that's the kind of kid AJ is. I mean, just having gotten to know them pretty well over the last few years, that's just Epi, and nothing is given, everything is earned with him. And that's how he has raised his boys, and that's how his boys look at life. And let's be honest, AJ's going to play a ton.
Yeah,
he's going to play a lot. I mean, they're going to, you know, finally last year they got to the point where they could put eight guys out there on the defensive line and put a good rotation through. And, you know, there was a little Twitter discussion myself and Mark Morehouse and Rob Howe having yesterday about, you know, I jokingly said my Kodak moment, borrowing from a Kirk Ferentz-ism, was I just go back to those Northwestern games and, you know, like 09, 10, somewhere around there, where Iowa was running out basically four or five guys on the defensive line, and they would always get gassed in the fourth quarter. And those were great players. Those were NFL players. And they were getting gassed by the fourth quarter, and there's Dan Persa running around, and they can't get him, and, you know, making plays and beating Iowa. So that, I just go back to things like that, and it's made those guys fresher last year. You looked at the end of the Pinstripe Bowl, for example, where they make a big play, Anthony Nelson knocks the ball away and causes a fumble, and Iowa goes in and scores. I mean, that's just, you know, those are big plays, and that's kind of the way, you know, you got to look at it. Those guys are going to play a lot.
So what's next? Are we looking at a Friday news dump? I made a ridiculous prediction that probably won't prove to be true, but on the recruiting or on the transfer front in basketball, I know you've been, there was two, two and a half, three. Where are you? Is this it? More to come? Where do you sit here, early afternoon on this Friday?
I think there's probably one more to come. And I've kind of thrown out that news dump thing a lot.
Yeah.
That, you know, you're looking at, you know, if something's going to pop today that's uncomfortable or that's going to go raise an eyebrow. That, you know, Brady Ellingson grad transferring did not raise anyone's eyebrow. Ahmad Wagner going to play football doesn't raise anyone's eyebrow. Tyler Cook testing the NBA really shouldn't raise anybody's eyebrow. But if somebody else leaves, you know, that's left on this, you know, kind of roster at this point, then you go, okay. You know, especially if it's somebody who played a lot of minutes. So I think this is ripe for the news dump material on a Friday with NCAA tournament going on, and, you know, you've got people doing stuff. You just drop it at five and, you know, hopefully people doesn't raise too many eyebrows.
Where's Ahmad Wagner going to play football at? Does he stick around, Tom? Is it in his best interest to stay at Iowa? I mean, it seemed like the path to playing, or is it? Is he better suited to stay in Iowa City? How's it going to work out?
I'll say this. I know that the Iowa football coaches have always been kind of interested in him. So I know there's an interest from their end. I think there's some from Ahmad. And frankly, Iowa could use a guy like that. I mean, can you imagine throwing him out there at wide receiver and you put him out there with Noah Fant and you put him out there with Hawkinson and, you know, just you have some size there and some speed that's just hard to tangle with. And, he's going to have a bit of a road to get ready and get up to speed and playing college football. There's no question about that. But he's a kind of a unicorn in that he's, you know, 6'6", and ran a 4.6 in high school, and I don't think he's probably lost any speed, and he's a leaper, as we've seen. I think he's just, it's certainly worth taking a chance on a kid like that.
Yeah, no doubt. Tom, we got 30 seconds left. If he decides this afternoon that he's going to stay at Iowa and he's going to play football, could he practice with Iowa whenever their next practice is? What hoops does he have to go through? I mean, he's already on scholarship at Iowa. When could he practice if he decides this afternoon?
I think he could probably go over there and practice right now.
I
think he's technically still on a basketball scholarship until the end of the year.
Uh-huh.
So he could walk over there tomorrow and practice.
Thought.
Now, would he be risking, you know, some injuries and stuff just because he hasn't putting on the pads and he's not trained for football yet? Yeah, he probably would, but you have to think he's still in really good shape because he was just playing basketball a couple weeks ago.
Good stuff, Tom Caker. We'll talk to you next Friday. We'll have a Final Four. Will there be a Big Ten rep? I believe there will. Do you think, Tom, real quick, will Michigan get San Antonio?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I think so. I think they're playing great basketball right now. And John Beilein may be the best coach in the country, in my opinion.
Interesting. Tom, we'll talk to you next week. Thank you, Tom.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Good to talk to you. Tom Cakert, HawkeyeReport.com. Dylan Montz on Iowa State, Wade Lickenbill on the Fab Five and what it was like to play with them at about 1:30. Trent and I till 2, 1700 KBGG.
Hey, it's Tiki Barber.
And Brandon Tierney.
We are Tiki and Tierney, giving you the big scoop on all the games. Afternoons on the Big Talker, 1700 KBGG. Boom.
Guys, are you ready to begin your journey to live life better? Are you feeling tired and worn down or looking to improve performance and drive in the bedroom? Looking to burn fat and gain muscle? Then it's time to contact New Leaf Wellness. New Leaf Wellness offers a free, no-obligation consultation. Dr. Robert Seaman and the New Leaf staff will help craft a plan dedicated to you. From testosterone replacement therapy, advanced weight loss, to nutritional therapy, New Leaf Wellness strives to find the plan that will improve your quality of life. Dr. Robert Seaman and New Leaf Wellness. Give them a call today at 515-650-1358. Again, 515-650-1358 for New Leaf Wellness. One more time, 515-650-1358. It's time to live life better with New Leaf Wellness. Call 515-650-1358. That's 515-650-1358.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we don't just show up with a dumpster and trailer in your driveway. We arrive with a business card in hand, ready to take care of your home. Whether it's a simple roof repair, a complete re-roofing project, or a new construction project, Wolf Construction can handle the job. Call Wolf Construction at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. We're a roofing machine.
Showplace Kitchens is now Showplace Cabinetry Design Center. We're changing our name to better represent what we do. What is it, you ask? At Showplace Cabinetry Design Center, we create beautiful, functional environments with cabinetry. Whether it's a remodel, addition, new construction, or even refacing, the designers at Showplace Cabinetry Design Center are eager to help you create a showplace of your very own. Come see us at 3200 100th Street, Urbandale.
Find the remarkable you during Macy's VIP sale with incredible savings for you and your home. Plus, take an extra 10 to 30% off with your Macy's card or savings pass, even on designers that rarely go on sale. You'll even get 15% off any beauty purchase with your Macy's pass. And with the new Macy's Star Rewards, cardholders get better rewards and more savings. Get extra 30% savings, even on your favorite designers, at Macy's VIP sale. Savings off regular and sale prices. Exclusions apply.
All of us parents have heard about skyrocketing college tuition costs and staggering student loan debt for graduates, and naturally wonder, what can you do? We can help. Hi, this is Mike Hammond, owner of Advantage Financial and Tax Services, located in West Des Moines. A 529 college savings plan allows parents or relatives to set aside money for their future college students and possibly save on taxes, too. With an automatic monthly savings plan, this makes for a simple and steady way to add to this account. For information, visit AdvantageIowa.com or call 440-1133.
At the Food Bank of Iowa, we know it's hard to believe that someone you might know might be struggling with hunger. But when one in eight Iowans may not be sure where their next meal is coming from, hunger may be closer to home than you think. It affects all kinds of people. Parents, students, families, like the Hardesty family. Even though they work full-time, they struggle to make ends meet. But with three children, giving up isn't an option. We help families like the Hardestys every day. You might not know this family, but they could be your neighbors. Together, we can help ensure that all of our neighbors in need have dinner on the table. Donate today at foodbankiowa.org.